Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Phila impilo yakho nathi. Ngena ku radiopulpit.co.za. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. He loves us madly. Beautiful sounds coming there from now the surname. Let me go to the name. Lebogang, yeah, Lebogang Kapola, and the song is "You're My Portion." You love me madly, talking about the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And yeah, he loves us madly. Who would, in their right senses, go and allow themselves to die on somebody else's behalf? I don't know. Parents, can you do that? Well, just a question. 13 minutes, it is just after one on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. On the line, I'm joined by Dr. Sibo Mkhize, my queen. Happy Mother's Day!
Mother's Day!
It continues throughout the month, right?
It definitely. I don't understand this annual thing of Happy Mother's Day. Every month should be a Happy Mother's Day.
Every day should be a Happy Mother's Day. Now, Ntlovukazi, would you die? Would you also go and give yourself to be killed for your children? Maybe you can because you're a mom.
Oh, you know, those motherly instincts say yes. Everything in me says yes. Until the chaos breaks down like
I hear a bat coming. I hear a bat coming there somewhere.
Everything. Yeah. Everything that we have. Like, yo, my children, watch me. I will go on that cross.
But what I know is that a mom would kill for their children.
Definitely.
Yeah, a mom would say, yo, nyibulelu muntu.
Watch. I hear that's how get the too little when you're crying, like, yo, this person is gone.
Yeah.
That's my child like that.
Yeah.
That time it is, that little branch has been driving you crazy.
Yeah. My queen, welcome yet again. It's another month. It's a new month, a new day. God is good. How was your Mother's Day yesterday?
It was beautiful. It was exactly what I ordered. Mm-hmm. You know, there is a catalogue that's called Mother's Day, you know. So in that catalogue, I ordered a beautiful lunch. Mm-hmm. And these little ones, they made a huge mess in the kitchen, but the lunch was good.
Yeah.
No, it was edible. So we appreciate.
How, Mama?
We are appreciating very much, you know. It was edible. I've never had to eat so much lettuce with a big smile on my face.
Oh, Mom, okay? But you did it, right?
Yeah, but I did it with a big smile.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
The beautiful cards and the hugs and the whole day, Happy Mother's Day, because on the fridge, when every time you see me, you don't go, Mama, you say, Happy Mother's Day with a smile and you keep it moving.
Now, Mom, it was time for you to be pampered. Now you're talking about the lettuce that you had to just munch and eat and be happy with it. So what comes into my mind is how were you able to allow yourself to be taken care of? Because most of the times we don't allow ourselves to be taken care of. We are the ones who are taking care of them. And we are the ones who put them first before us. We come and put ourselves last. Even forget to buy yourself necessities. Sometimes you look and, oh, the sanitary pads are not there. You look and, oh, I don't have underwear. You look and, oh, I don't have shoes. Oh, I don't have petrol. I don't have that. But you have given your all for your children. You have given your all for your family. You are a mother as much as mothers.
Exactly.
So how was the receival? Was it easy?
It's never easy. It is never easy because as much as they are doing all of this loving, you know, pampering and doing all of this, at the back of my mind, I'm still thinking, oh my goodness, what does my kitchen look like? Are they safe? Are they going to do this properly? Have they made enough even for them to have at least a decent meal for them to eat? Never mind. So I've forgotten everything that it was done for me. So now I'm looking at how better now to do it for them. You know, instead of just letting go and just accept what they're actually giving me. We as mothers, particularly as mothers, we are so guilty of this. We want to become a helicopter as much as really not in the, you know, the extreme side of helicopter parenting. But this is what we want to do. We want to see, we want to make sure that they're okay. If they're running around outside, we want to run around for them. We tell them, stop running, because we fear they're going to fall, they're going to hurt their knees, they're going to, everything. We take in their pain, we take in their hunger, we become them, you know, instead of sometimes remembering that we are also us. We are also humans. We were humans before we were parents. And now that these human beings are here, we forget the human part of us and we go into this automation called motherhood. And that department is a different department. There is no scripture that will tell you it needs to be like this, it needs to be like that. It is such an automatic thing that happens to you. You want to take care of everybody, and then you forget about yourself. You keep putting yourself in a back burner, which is not correct, by the way. Just because we do it so well, it does not mean that it does not impact us. That's why I said that Mother's Day, for me, it needs to be there every single month.
Yeah, because you need to also remember about yourself all the time.
Exactly.
Remember to put yourself also first.
Yes.
So
I always say that, being a mom, what you must always remember is that your firstborn is actually you. So you need to mother yourself so you can be a better mother to now your firstborn or the child or the children that you then have. So you need to mother yourself as well. So you are the firstborn, and then your children, they then follow. So if you cannot take care of the firstborn, it's not easy for you to take care of the ones that follow.
So, Ntlovukazi, where do we begin? What should we be doing to make sure that we take care of ourselves? Because it's easy to forget about yourself as a mother.
Prioritize time. We've got this beautiful thing called a calendar. Have a once in a month Mother's Day. See how you got tempered this Mother's Day? Let's stop making it an annual thing. Let's make it a monthly thing. It might not be the whole day. It just might be just 30 minutes on this day. It is Mother's Day. It is my time. I get to take the extra nap. I get to read my favorite magazine. I get to, you know, the things that will make you de-stress, even if it's doing the things that you once enjoyed yourself. If you used to be a runner, take the kids out and go jogging. You know, you do the things that still remind you that you are still existing. You know, teach your kids about the things that you used to do. It doesn't always have to be just about them all the time, because you end up being drained. You end up now, even some people will go to the extremes of actually resenting the kids because they've taken something away from them. So making the time, prioritize the me time. Once in a month, whenever, make it random days or make it the same day. We know that comes end of the month, it's the 30th. Mommy has got money, but guess what? Mommy's the first one who's going to buy a chocolate. And we're going to give her 30 minutes in that tub to just soak away all the worries and just relax and just be. And when she comes out of there, then we know we can start going crazy.
So give mom a break.
Yes, we all need that. Like I said, it doesn't have to be the whole day, and it doesn't have to be the whole glorified things, because as much as there's a lot of mothers, we've just celebrated it, but they were also working. They were also taken care of. They were also in that Mother's Day. And some of them, the time that they got to be recognized was a happy Mother's Day from a stranger. Because when they get home, nobody recognizes them. You should just be a mother. That's what you are. It's an automated thing. We are not machines. We are also human. And to take time out for yourself, it makes you a better mother. It makes you a more present mother. It makes you a more functioning mother.
So, Ntobukazi, but now most of the times we are fighting with self.
Indeed.
The moment that you give birth to that beautiful little one who smells divine, everything becomes around you. It's about them. And now on TikTok, there is on social media platforms, there is a part where you have videos that are made, and they say behind every beautiful looking baby, behind every beautiful looking baby, there is a tired mother somewhere who looks homeless. And they say she looks homeless. Mm-hmm. So how do we change our mindsets? Because this is something that we are carrying from our own mothers.
Indeed. And the reality of it is that no matter how much we can try and remedy, there's no true remedy to that because it's a natural instinct. You know, you earlier on, you said the very same God who went and died for us.
Mm-hmm.
That was something that was a mission. That was to protect us, to care for us. Mothers have got that same genetic instinct to want to care, to want to love, to want to protect their children. So automatically when that child is born, that protection is also activated, you know. So there really isn't a remedy. However, there are tools where you want to make sure that this child is secured. This child is beautiful. If you are beautiful, then your child is beautiful. If you are secured, then your child is secured.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time we find that it's actually security. They live on fear. And so their instincts are always to protect, 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 protect. And also the guilt that society puts on mothers more than they do on fathers. What kind of a mother are you not to want to, you know, have that cute baby? What kind of a mother are you when you are tired? What kind of a mother are you when you are XYZ? Which is a little bit unfair because of the pressure that we put. If you are a mother, automatically you want your child. Your child is the most beautiful child ever in the whole entire world. So you want to protect that child. You want to keep them clean. You want to make them beautiful. But it's because you are also beautiful. They come from you. You are also beautiful. You are also everything that you want your child to be.
Mm.
But society also tends to put that extra pressure that no, your child is not as good as according to our standards. What kind of a mother are you?
Hmm.
We always look to the mother first more than we do look at the father.
Hmm.
Sometimes the pressure is from the fathers, you know, say no, but you should be mothering better, as if there was a book that was written directly for me on how to mother, where we get our parenting skills. Mostly we mimic what our parents have actually done, or we try to oppose how we were taught growing up. You know, if you come from a traumatic childhood, you try and oppose everything that your parents did so that you can become a better parent, or you mimic exactly what they did to try and become a better parent because you think you're a model citizen. But there is no direct book written just for you, because you also got your instincts, you also got your emotions and how you are feeling. So once you start forgetting all of those things, then that's when it's easy for you to be vulnerable to what society expects you to be, forgetting that the parent of that child is actually you and not the society.
And I understand that it's going to be very hard for you to take care of that little one if you yourself are not taken care of. And I think this is one thing that mothers miss.
Definitely. Parents, I wish in when they do the antenatal care and clinics, they could actually have those classes where you are actually taught on how to self-care, on how you need to take care of yourself so that you, like I said, for me, I always teach my children that the beauty that you are in the world, it comes from me because I am beautiful, you know? So if you're going to be a nasty person, then I am not a nasty person. So who would have taught you that? So how good looking you are, trust me, your mama knows she's good looking. So, hey, you know, so you're going to be a good looking baby, you know, if you're going to be, if your mom is a friendly person, excited, full of joy, because kids actually see more than they hear what we say. So they will see how tired you are and how miserable you are being a parent. This is where now all of those traumas and those triggers, because now we start developing languages that we've never heard before. So now we go to social medias and they say, well, your mother doesn't spend time with you because they're always working. That means they don't care. Not true. But what have I displayed in front of my child? You know, so taking that time to take care of me, it teaches those little ones how to take care of themselves too.
Are we afraid of failing our children more than failing ourselves?
Definitely. Definitely. That is the biggest curse in the whole parenting Bible. You know, we are so scared of failing our children, or just failing in front of our children, forgetting that failing is part of life. This is how we learn on certain things, you know. So we are so scared because we think of how they're going to judge you, how they're going to look at you, because as a parent, you want to be seen as this, you know, this demigod, this powerful, this all-knowing, this all. You want to mimic the real God who is, and forgetting that you are also child to that God, you know, we take lead and we learn how to be. So the things that we sometimes, we are so scared. We are scared of our children, how they're going to judge us, how they're going to see us, forgetting that failing in front of them, not deliberately, you know, it's actually also a very good lesson so that they know the world is a very cruel place and you are going to fail at some things in life. And you don't always have to be the perfect parent at all the times. You will make mistakes. You are human. And because you are learning from me, know how to pull yourself up when you've made those mistakes. Learn how to bounce back when you've made those failures.
What I understand is that one needs to know how to take care of themselves mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, socially. And most of these that I'm mentioning, some of them are non-existent, like social life. Sometimes parents don't, some of the parents don't even have a social life.
Their social life is their kids' play dates. That's their social life. You know, they don't have a social life at all. They don't know how to interact. You know, some parents, if you've been on a whole lot of these play dates, they'll even laugh at each other like, oh, this is the only time where we can have adult conversation, because even our language has changed to become childlike. So we speak now Cocomelon language. Hi, girl. How you doing? You look so cute today. You know, now we forget to even speak and have, you know, adult language because it has adapted now to this. Even how we, you know, your food, you'd want to taste your food food first to make sure it's not hot enough. Is it cut into small enough pieces? Because now you have become, you've become this child now, and yet this child needs a grown-up. They need a grown-up. So you need the socialism. It's very important. You need to socialize with other adults in order to also keep you being an adult. Because now this is also when an emptiness is, you find them, or even overbearing parents, because now they have immersed themselves into this kid's life in every way possible. As soon as this child goes and starts grade one, or now grade R, they suffer the most more than the child. The child is excited. They're going to meet new friends. But the mom is bawling their eyes out. What are they going to do now? Now they don't have that crutch that was helping them, you know, to cope with not being an adult. So now their best friends, their buddy is gone. So now they start, some of them will even sneak at school to come and take them off class early so that they can just be with them. Because now they have to face reality that you are a grown-up, that you are a mom, that you're not that little kid. They need to go now start a life, and you need to have your own life. It really becomes an issue. They come and like, no, but this child does not like me. Now they went to school and they've learned the word don't like my mom, and they feel it's the end of the world.
Sure. That is something else. Yeah. Okay. So let's talk to a woman who is having 4, 3, 2 children, sometimes even one, and they're struggling to improve their self-care. What are the strategies that are there that one can do, especially with the spiritual care? I know that most of us are covered there because we go to church and we have ladies that we talk to in church. We have the messages that are building us in church as well. But now, when it comes to the social life, when it comes to emotions, emotional life as well, mentally, because we have learned and we have adapted, just like our grannies, just like our mothers, that it's all about them. Yeah. Oh, she needs that. Oh, she doesn't have shoes. Oh, she doesn't have. So this is us. This is us. So what advice do you have? How do we start improving and developing ourselves emotionally? I don't know if we've developed, but improving emotionally and improving our lives also socially as well, and other aspects as well that are involved. Spiritually, I know we are covered. We pray. God is there and He's faithful.
Yes. It's called boundaries and routines. Mm-hmm. You need to set the boundaries. You need to be okay to say no. And you need to be okay to accept a no.
Okay.
So when you say no, sometimes because as parents, you know how hard it is to say no. When you go shopping and you know that girl, that bra strap has seen its lifetime and it went for 3 lifetimes, you know, mm-hmm. and you see that sock. My baby has got socks. They've got enough socks. Just because these ones are cute, I agree they're very cute, and I would love to get them. But no, I would rather than take a bra that I need desperately. Mm-hmm. 3 lifetimes ago, I needed this bra. So I'm going to get myself this bra. So it's okay for you to say no when it's warranted for you to say no. So not everything needs to be about this little human, especially if they've got, because half the time we shop, you know, impulsive shopping, like, oh my goodness, it's so cute. It will look cute on my baby. And then you forget about your needs. To you, it is a need. This bra is needed. Say no. It's okay for you to say no. You don't need to feel guilty for you to say no and then buy that bra. And it is okay for you to hear a no sometimes, because then kids will say, listen, I need some time. No, mommy, no. Now you feel guilty. No. We're not going to do that. So the big N-O, this is going to be your saving grace. You know, you need to take a deep breath and be okay with saying no on certain things. And it's okay for you to hear a no. Set your boundaries and let them be known around the house. There's certain things that mommy will do, certain things that mommy will not be able to do. Have a schedule. Mm. And if you've got a schedule, stick to that schedule. It will not be easy. I can confirm right now that it will not be easy. But once you are stuck to that schedule, it becomes a little bit easy because then you get to prioritize yourself, your health. You know, so when mommy is sick, we must know what is it that we need to do in this house. So we need to teach and guide these little humans on how to also be independent enough to even assist you as a parent when needed be. You know, so we cannot always now as a 7-year-old, I'm not talking about the baby. As a 7-year-old, you should be able to put your own socks. So if mommy is sick, it's okay for her to stay in bed without feeling guilty, but with you coming and say, mommy, do these 2 socks match? Yes, but you can put them yourself on. Just that little thing, it goes a long way.
Like be, allow your children to be independent as well.
Exactly. Allow them to be independent, you know, and also accept help. We know what the society will say. You know you are sick, but your child is wearing 2 different kinds of socks. What kind of a parent are you? A tired one. A sick one. Please help me. If you see that the two socks are not matching, you are here in the house. Dad, please help me. You know, you older kid, please help me because I am not feeling well. Mm. I need to take some time and actually rest. Accept help. When you see that you're not coping, there's granny who's around, you know, even if it's for the afternoon. Take them for the morning. I need to just take a good bath and have a good meal and have a good nap. Eesh. I'm going to come and take them for the afternoon or for the weekend, whatever.
What about that mom who doesn't even have support like that?
Then most definitely the boundaries and the schedule. They need to know that comes Sunday, it is church, and for that 30 minutes after church, I'm still dealing with the Holy Spirit. I cannot have you interrupt that moment. This is not the time. This is not the time. Because those things, they're in our control. We can shape them however we want them to be. You know, because if we give away too much of our boundaries, then definitely you're never going to find the time. Because let's be honest, as a mother, there is never enough time. We all got the same 24 hours in the day, but that is not enough time to do everything that you need to. So you need to make the time. And if you make the time, funny how it's available. If you need that 30 minutes of a nap, it is available during your whole entire busy schedule. You know, be it it's practice, be it it's still even if an infant, you know that, okay, this child normally around about 8 o'clock, they fall asleep. That is your time to take that 30 minutes of sleeping. Not that when they're sleeping, now you have to watch over them. When they're awake, they need your attention, so now you can't sleep. So you need to build those times. You need to make those moments. Make the time. It is available, I promise you. And you are not wrong, and you cannot feel guilty by taking that time to actually take care of yourself. Not at all.
So, yeah, I think you've mentioned, I love that fact that you mentioned just now. You shouldn't feel guilty about it.
Never feel guilty.
Don't feel that's where the problem is. You're feeling guilty.
Exactly.
I've heard of mothers buying themselves some ice cream and they're like, oh, I feel so guilty because I didn't buy them at home. The children don't have ice cream at home. And they're like, but when are you going to also pay yourself? Love yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah, she buys herself some lunch and she's like, hey, boy, the children don't have it home. The children don't have it home.
You know, there's one of these videos on social media to say, how can you tell if a parent or a woman has got children? We'll make it a woman since you're mothers.
Yeah.
It's got children or not. They'll buy a KFC and eat it in a car in a driveway and finish it quickly before they go inside the house.
But what I know is they're feeling guilty about it.
They're feeling guilty about it. Like, yeah, you will learn. You know, like I said, these are learned behaviors that you can actually implement. And also teaching your children that it is okay for you to have a you moment. With my children, trust me, they know. The body that works is me. So it will get paid first. So I'll even buy a sucker, a simple thing as just a stock sweet. The stock sweets are stock sweet. And then I will have it in front of them. But I'm not doing it deliberately just to antagonize them. But it's a teaching moment that it is okay for me to do things for myself. And you need to be okay with that. You cannot now be crying for that sucker and then somebody comes and makes me feel guilty. How are you eating a stock sweet in front of a child but you didn't buy for your child? No, because that stock sweet, it is my treat. It is my reward for being a good mother. They've had stock sweet for 29 days. This one day, I'm okay and I'm allowed. So I do that more often, you know? And it's little trinkets like that. I'm not talking about anything big. Of course, if they want a kidney, I'll give them a kidney. But it's little trinkets like that. So for me, that is my reward. And I am teaching them that it is okay for you to accept a reward and be selfish with your reward. And as much as people are like, no, but you are selfish. Yes, I'm agreeing with you. I am being selfish. And I'm teaching my kids that it is okay for you to enjoy your reward. You have done good. I have done good as a parent. And this is my reward. This sucker, it is my reward. And I am going to enjoy it. And you are going to be happy for me. that I'm enjoying my reward. So I teach them little things like that, because even our kids, as much as we do so much for them they think it's an automated thing. Mothers are supposed to do that anyway, forgetting that there's so much that I sacrifice. So I want them to understand that I am doing a brilliant job being your mom. I know I'm putting my best foot forward. There's nothing that I would not do for you. So with that being said, I am allowed to have this one thing for me. That's creating those boundaries. When I'm having a mommy selfish moment, I need for you to know that I still love you. I will still do everything for you. But this mommy selfish moment, it is for me. And I need for you to be okay. You cannot feel unloved because I'm rewarding myself. You cannot feel some type of way because I believe that this moment should be for me.
What I hear you saying is that we have taught our children that this is, we are going to be selfish to ourselves, but only take care of them.
Exactly. Yeah. So we, because we give, they don't know. Remember that in their lives, since they were born, you were just a mother. That's it. You've just been a mother. There's nothing.
You've always been a giver.
That's it. You've just been giving one way, and there's never, they've, even worse, they've never seen you receive or treat yourself any other how. Hence why when you said earlier that we've learned this from our parents, our grandparents, yes, we've learned that this is how it's done. So now you know that somewhere, how many times have you said, Mom, stop, you know, you need to take care of yourself. You know, when I give you this little bit of money, I'm saying go spoil yourself. You know, here's a gift card. Don't bribe the grandchildren this and this. It is for you, just for you, because you knew that they needed to be rewarded. So now teach the kids, because back then, if my mom were to eat a stock sweet in front of me, I'd be crying. This woman is selfish. They don't love me. Why would you eat a stock sweet in front of your kid? Why? I need for you to know that this is what it feels like to be awarding yourself of a good job that you did. And I need for you to be okay, that be happy for somebody who's getting that reward. And my reward is my stock sweet. You are given everything else. And that little bit of time that I have for myself, I need for you to be happy for me that I'm having that moment. And you also, when you achieve great things, I am going to be happy for you. Never mind that I'm getting them for you, but I'm going to be happy for you, and you can enjoy them by yourself. So yeah, it's okay. The mommy selfish moment, it is okay. And they need to learn that. That it does not mean that I don't love you, that I do not care for you. I do, but I need for you to learn that it is okay for me to enjoy that moment. It is my mommy selfish moment, and I own it.
Oh, yes. May the Lord help us. We don't know how to do this. Let's take a break. We're coming back. The sounds of Pastor Benjamin Tube in the background, featuring Matima Moremi. You are not alone. Moms, you're not alone.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Radio buzzing of life, 657 AM.
You are on 657 AM Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. It is Heart to Heart with you up until 3 o'clock, my family. I hope you're good. Give you the sounds of Pastor Benjamin Dube. And he's featuring Matima Muremi, the title of the song, You Are Not Alone. And it's a message that we are giving to our ladies, to our queens out there. You're not alone. Yes, nialieni. The Lord is with you every step of the way. It might not be an easy one, but hey, doable through Christ. Talking to Dr. Sibo Mkhize at this hour. And we are talking about self-care, where women are concerned. Self-care, improving your self-care as a woman. So it's something that you need to do, because one day those children, you'll be in an empty nest. Let me just put it like that. You'll be in an empty nest. Those children will be gone. Those children won't be at home with you. They would have started their own life, establishing and moving on. And then wena alone. So you have to do that also. I also see the way we would, how we would do, what do we call it? How we would... We would dish up for our guests and everybody in a very nice way. And then when we get to ourselves, you just dish out anyhow. But with the others, you take good care of how the food looks like. Yeah. Well, everything is just beautifully done. The plate is so beautiful. But yours, it's your...
because normally we take the whatever that's left over right at the end.
Even that. Even that, when everybody else has finished eating.
And we're the last ones to eat, but have to finish first so that we can go prepare the dessert and then do the dishes. You know, our job really never ends. I think that also just speaks to us as women in general, when, you know, coming to take care of ourselves and putting ourselves first. And that, especially when it comes to working moms, you know, at some point there was this debate which I never really understood, mothering, you know, working moms and stay-at-home moms, which one is a better mom? Both these jobs are very much demanding. Both these jobs will take everything out of you, especially if you are a working mom, because now you have to prove that I can still keep up with a stay-at-home mom while I am a working mom. And that time you still have to be in the boardroom and perform your duties at work. And the life today, you know, requires for us to make a living. That's just how it is, you know. So we don't take care of ourselves. We put ourselves last. So now with somebody with those kind of two jobs that are very, very demanding and equally, or the one is more equal than the other, you know, when do you find the time to put yourself? So you end up really at the table that you have prepared and set so beautifully, you end up eating the scraps. Because everybody else in the boardroom, that table, you are putting in the work, you are thriving. At home, that dinner table, you are thriving as this person. But all of this is done by one human. And let's highlight that human being that is demanded so much, you know. So you need to prioritize you. Some way, there is time. I promise you there is time. Find that time to prioritize you. Having that moment, those weekends are so important. Having to sleep in that morning. You know, every Saturday, everybody knows that we need to give mom. If mom sleeps in till 8 o'clock, today we're going to let her sleep in till 10. What she does there, it doesn't matter. Whether she's reading, watching, or whatever it does. But till 10, we give her her time. You know, to do whatever that it is, to recoup, you know, to get her strength back. She is here for us. We are not left alone. She cannot be made feel guilty. She's doing so much. You know, mothering is literally taking everything that you are and you are watching it in front of you because you are giving it to this human being. Mm. But remember to retain some love for yourself, some self-care. Mm. While you're caring for this little being, remember you need to take care of you because without you, how would this little being now cope with life? Mm.
It goes back to what the scripture says, love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Exactly.
So it
and these little beings are the very next neighbor. You open your eyes, they are right here. Before you can even say the last dream, the dot was, they're already right here, you know.
Yeah.
So be whatever that you give to them, that firstborn analogy, you become the firstborn. If you're going to be taking care of this child, you need to be taken care of. If you need to be clothing this child, you need to be clothed as well. You know, so everything that you are teaching these kids, you need to have mothered and experienced it yourself so that you know how to do it good.
All righty then. So, because what do we say in closure?
In closure, happy Mother's Day every month, every single month, whatever your day is, whatever the date, time, it doesn't matter, but that is your Mother's Day. Let it not be an annual moment where you recognize that I am a good mother and I am also a human in need of a me time. So celebrate that human that needs that me time and reward yourself for being an amazing mother. You are doing a good job. It is tough. We understand that. So take the time to actually take care of yourself. Do not feel guilty. Don't let the pressures of life dictate how you should be feeling. You are doing a brilliant job. Keep at it, mothers. We are proud of you. We honor you. We love you. We're supporting you. May God bless us all with all the love and the comforts that we need to do this mothering thing.
Yeah, a family member says, Swangile, you're talking about me. I always have to hide my chocolates whenever I have bought some for myself because my sons believe they also have a share in that. Aren't we all? Aren't we all?
Exactly.
So, my queen, for those of us who'd like to be in contact with you, how do we do so?
They can send us a WhatsApp on 081-374-5325.
Thank you so much for talking to us, Ndlovukazenhle. May the Lord also keep keeping you. Have yourself a beautiful month further as well. Will you be attending some of these conferences as well? I mean, we got conferences going.
Yeah, there's quite a few. So we need to be there, you know? Like, hey, it's good. That's part of the socialism. Come and learn. Come and, you know, replenish. Come.
Yeah. You know? Socializing and plus spiritual, ne?
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Then. Thank you so much, Ndlovukazi. Have yourself a beautiful
one. Thank you.
God bless.
You stay blessed. Thank you.
And that, for my family, is Dr. Sibom Khize. Do remember that if you'd like to talk to her, she's available on 081-374-5325. It's 081-374-5325. She is a psychologist, and she is available for you to talk to her, 081-374-5325. We're heading to the 2 o'clock news bulletin, our last bulletin, and then we are talking to our life coach, and we are talking about today inner healing. This, I believe, is for you and I. And I can't wait to be talking to her. She is Lunga Buetha, a life and business coach, a founder of the LB Foundation. The LB Foundation has a mission and a vision as well. As you know, most of the foundations do have. And they say that the Lunga B Foundation aims to make holistic well-being accessible to all through workshops, events, and support groups. And they provide safe spaces for individuals to overcome personal challenges and to achieve a healthy, fulfilling life. So we're coming back with Pastor Lunga Bwetha.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho ku WhatsApp ku 082-657-2729.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.